So, who owned you? That really is the answer, or rather the question, that Jesus throws back at the Pharisees and the Herodians who were trying to entrap him. I'm sure you've heard this before, but it bears repeating. The question that they're asking him about paying the emperor tax is the trap. The question is the trap. It's an either-or question designed so that no matter what Jesus picks, he's going to be in trouble. When they say, is it lawful, they don't mean what does Roman law say. Clearly, according to Roman law, it's unlawful not to pay Caesar his tax. When they say, is it lawful, they mean what do our scriptures say? What do you think God wants us to do? That's what they're asking him, and that question is a trap. If he says, no, do not pay the emperor's tax, then he will be in trouble with the Roman government for telling his many followers not to pay the tax. But if he says, yes, you must pay the tax, that's what God wants you to do, then they're hoping that his many followers will begin to desert him because people hated the Romans, the occupying army. They hated paying the Roman taxes. So Jesus, they ask him loudly, I assume, in front of the crowd so that everybody will pay attention to hear his answer. Should we pay the emperor, the Caesar, his taxes? And Jesus, realizing their malice, seeing the trap, responds with a question. So tell me, good fellows, who owned you? That's what he means with this response. Show me a coin whose head is on the coin. Caesar's, you say? Well, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give to God what belongs to God. Now, you probably wouldn't notice, but the most important word in that response that he gives to the leaders using the coin, the most important word is the word head. That's actually a bad translation. I mean, yes, it's an accurate question, whose head is on the coin. Caesar's head is on the coin, but the Greek word in Matthew's text is actually the word icon. Whose icon is on that coin? Do you know what the word icon in Greek means? Well, pretty much the same thing it means in English. The image. Whose image? Should we pay taxes, Jesus? Show me a coin. Whose image is on this coin? Whose image is on your money? Whose image are you carrying around in your pocket? Whose image are you bearing? Do you see where this is going? Now, you may not know this, but the Caesar in that day was referred to as the Son of God. If you ask any of the soldiers, who is the Son of God? They would have said, well, the Caesar, the emperor. What Jesus is asking the Pharisees, given all of this, is Caesar your God? You're carrying his image in your pocket? Whose image do you carry? Whose image do you bear? Who do you belong to? Who owns you? Do you see? This passage is not, as many have said, especially in the last couple of centuries, it's not a passage in which Jesus is saying, so God sets up two kingdoms. There's a spiritual kingdom and an earthly kingdom, and you have an obligation from God to support both. Not at all. I mean, I do believe we have an obligation, a calling to be good citizens, to work together toward making our nation and the world as good as they can be, to work for good governments that care for all of God's children and seek justice and peace and freedom and abundant life for all people. But in no way is Jesus answering this entrapment question asked by the leaders who are seeking to get him in trouble with either his followers or the government. In no way is he answering their question with a lecture about how government should be good. No. He's lifting up in front of these leaders and his followers and us this question: who owns you? Who do you belong to? Whose image do you carry? For them, do you carry the image of the Caesar, the emperor of Rome? Or, since you asked me about the scriptures, or do you carry the image of God, the God of your ancestors, the God of creation, the God who formed you in God's own image? In God's own image, male and female, in the image of God, they were created, says the very first chapter of the Bible. And God said, it is very good. Whose image do you carry? To whom do you belong? Caesar, or the God who rescued us from Egypt and brought us to freedom and claimed us as God's own? Do you hear the good news in this response? Jesus doesn't actually answer the question, should we pay taxes at all? He actually just says, you know, there's a more important question. Are you carrying the image of the God who formed you, who claimed you, declared you holy, called you to be a blessing to the nations? Are you carrying the image of God who formed you and blessed you, the image of God? Are you carrying that to the world in everything you do? Are you living in the promise, the covenant, the blessing that God has given you? Are you giving yourself, made in God's own image, over to God? Or are you selling your soul to Caesar, to the coin, to the world? That's what Jesus says to them when they try to entrap him. I don't know if any of you remember, there was this skit we did many years ago during stewardship season. I think we did it twice, maybe three times. This skit had four short scenes. In the first, a person is signing a three-year agreement with a cell phone provider and being handed a new phone. In the second, the same person is signing a five-year agreement for an auto loan and they're receiving the keys to the car. In the third, the same person is signing a 30-year mortgage and being handed the keys to a house. And in the fourth, they're being handed a commitment card and being asked by the pastor to indicate their pledge for the coming year. And they say, I don't know what the year will bring. I can't make a commitment like that. Now, there's a reason we haven't done the skit like that in a long time. I mean, it makes a good comparison, but really, most likely, it comes across as a guilt trip. And that's really not the best way to do stewardship. But today, as I was thinking about this reading today, whose image do you bear? Who do you belong to? Who owns you? That skit came back to mind. Just as Jesus said to his accuser so long ago, the question is not whether you give Caesar the taxes. The question is not about what financial commitments you have to make to get the things you need to live. The question, the important question is this: in the things that you do, all the things that you do, are you bearing the image of Christ, which has been given to you? This is the good news. You are God's own. You belong to God. You have been claimed and named by the creator of the universe, the giver of abundant life, the spirit of mercy and love that flows through all things. There's nothing you can do, nothing you can do to ruin that, lose that, wreck that. You are God's beloved, period. The question that Jesus is asking is simply, do you remember? Who are you? Don't let the world, he says, don't let money, don't let the temptations, don't let the fear, don't let the brokenness own you. This is Jesus' response for us today. Friends, show me a coin. Whose image is on it? Some king, some president? Trust me, the brokenness will get what the brokenness wants. And it will get you too if you forget. But this is the good news. You bear the image of God. You belong to God to love. Amen.